And surely you have all watched the latest Standing Watch program about the guilty verdict for Donald Trump. I've given this in English and in German. In the English version, I've said a lot more than in the German one, because I also attacked the evil jury duty system in this country. We don't have that in Germany, so I didn't have to talk about it there. But I like to jump right into this, because if people think, well, you know, the verdict has been made and this is the end of this chapter and now we can go on, people would be awfully mistaken. There's more to come. And if you think what we have seen so far was an abomination, wait, what we may be seeing in the not distant future. Piers Morgan, a British commentator, and he is not necessarily a conservative, he had an article published in The Sun on May 31, great article, titled What a Farce. And this is what he had to say amongst many other things. But the reason it's so dumb as well as dangerous is because it will inevitably make Trump an even stronger candidate to win back the White House against an aging, ailing, deeply disliked President Biden. Within a few hours of the verdicts, his presidential campaign received a staggering $34 million in donations. Now, I want to add, within 24 hours of his verdict, his campaign received $53 million. And not only that, one third came from new donors. Now, he has a lot more to say. Boris Johnson, the former prime minister, had also a lot to say about what he called a machine gun mob style hit job. I mean, he's famous for some very interesting vocabulary, but that's how he described what was happening during this trial and leading to this verdict. Now, Mr. Sunak and also his Labour opponents, I'm not sure I pronounce this word correctly, Starmer, is that correct, Starmer? They decided not to comment at all, but Boris Johnson most certainly did. What is interesting that even CNN has now pointed out the absolute farce of this trial and this decision, CNN. And the CNN legal analyst wrote, the charges against Trump are obscure and nearly entirely unprecedented. In fact, no state prosecutor has ever charged federal election laws as a direct or predicate state crime against anyone for anything. None, ever. Even putting aside the specifics of election law, the Manhattan DA itself almost never brings any case in which falsification of business records is the only charge. And then she goes on to say, the judge donated money, a tiny amount, $35, but in plain violation of a rule prohibiting New York judges from making political donations of any kind to a pro-Biden, anti-Trump political operation, including funds that the judge earmarked for, quote, resisting the Republican Party and Donald Trump's radical right-wing legacy. He should have been disqualified. He was clearly biased. But you see, the whole proceeding was a farce, a sham. And so they didn't disqualify him. He didn't step down. He was not randomly selected for this case. He was carefully chosen. And I believe he was in cahoots with the prosecution. And that is how we came to this ridiculous verdict. But here is what I am saying, why it could not be the end at all. Because the editorial board of the New York Post wrote on May 31, don't think the political games are done just because Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg and Judge Juan Marchan have engineered a kangaroo court conviction of President Donald Trump. Sentencing is still ahead. Conveniently, Marchan set the hearing for July 11, just 4 days before the Republican convention opens. That gives him a perfect time to look at the polls and see if President Biden needs yet more help. If Trump's current narrow lead, it's about 6 points, increases these next 6 weeks, bet on Mashan to demand hard time, in other words, prison term. Yes, legal experts say it's beyond rare for a judge to send a first offender convicted of a non-violent crime to prison. But this judge has proved himself more than willing to burst far past the boundaries of decency where Trump is concerned. It's no secret that the whole dog and pony show was politically driven. Why would Mashan refrain from an unprecedented punishment, especially if the verdict alone isn't slowing Trump's momentum? If Trump's polling is even better than his 6 points lead over Biden, come July 11, Mashan's fellow Democratic hacks will be in full panic, demanding he save the country. Ordering Trump behind bars is no more outrageous than all the other violations of norms in this case. Now, can you imagine what would happen if you would actually have to go to prison without bail? We have been talking about civil war coming in this country. We don't know exactly when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, but this would be most certainly a possibility, bringing that about. Now, let's say he's not going to go to jail. Let's say the judge orders him to do community service. Here, the former president will have to empty garbage cans, for instance. It's an outcry, it's an absolute abomination what's happening in this country, and this country has become an entire laughing stock. I'm reading the international press, and even the German mass tabloids, which until now have taken Biden's position, are now becoming a little bit more careful in the way they are presenting the case. And Bild Online, this garbage mass tabloid, I would say, they ran an article today saying, well, Trump might not have been all that wrong after all when he talked about how this trial was fixed. So anyway, we'll see how this all continues. Mr. Biden responded. You might have heard his response. I'm just quoting it right now without making any further comments. It says here, he warned that it's reckless, dangerous, and irresponsible for anyone to say that this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict. Well, you should listen to my Standing Watch program. He goes on to say that our justice system should be respected and we should never allow anyone to tear it down. It's as simple as this. That's America. That's who we are. And that's what we will always be, God willing, he concluded. I felt the answer by Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, was well put. He said there is an extraordinary double standard insofar as Biden is concerned, attacking Supreme Court Justice Alito over flags at his house, flown by his wife, to now demanding unquestioned agreement with a ruling in former President Donald Trump's trial. The whole thing just smacks of corruption. So much for that. So keep your eyes open because it's not the end yet. We probably have seen just the beginning of this debacle. See, of course, if Trump is being sent to prison, then he couldn't debate with Biden, right? It's another interesting additional idea you might want to consider. I want to go back to the current events, and we have several articles in there about conscription in Germany. I've been talking about that for a while, and we published an article by the Daily Mail where three different options were discussed as to what people are talking about. And then I added as a comment at the end that recently Pistorius, who is a German Prime Minister, Minister of Defense, not the Prime Minister yet, or the Chancellor, but he is on his way, I would assume. Anyway, it says, recently Pistorius became silent regarding conscription, leading Bild Online, that mass tabloid, to assume that it was off the table. I said, that conclusion is woefully naive and premature. Now I want to show you how premature it is, because this morning, Mr. Mark Fuller sent me an article which was published in a German paper, the Frankfurter Allgemeine. And here, Pistorius comes out of the woodworks, and he's saying, okay, what he's going to do now is going to send out a questionnaire to all the young men, 18 and older, talking about their qualifications, their backgrounds, in order to be able to draw them into the military. And then he says, if there is a case of defense, they will be automatically drawn and drafted. That's his plan. He also pointed out that when in 2011 the conscription was put on hold, he said that before though, that was wrong, and now military service should be mandatory. So, like the proverbial comedian, he says one thing, then people get more secure, because according to some polls, many Germans are not for it. Other polls say they are for it, so you don't know what to believe. And then the next thing he comes out and he says the exact opposite. And we are right back to what we believe is going to happen. Mandatory conscription in Germany, pretty soon. Hasn't happened for a long time. Every time it happens, it's dangerous. Not just for Germany, for the entire world. And of course, we know now that Germany will be leading Europe. And a war is coming. A terrible war, unparalleled in the history of mankind. First attacking America and Great Britain. And then being attacked. Well, first of all, they will also attack Russia and China, and then they will be devastated and destroyed by them. It's all coming. So our German brethren need to be aware of that. And I said that before many times, they should be actually preparing their conscientious objector letter now and have it signed, notarized perhaps even under witnesses, so when the time comes, at least they can show they have done it, not just in the case when it's already there, but prior to that. But it's coming, no doubt about it. One more thing. Mr. Biden, who is famous for making some outrageous statements, made another one. I'm waiting because we have some police and fire trucks and whatever outside again. So he said that now there should be a permanent ceasefire, Israel, Hamas, because Hamas has been totally destroyed by Israel and they would never ever be able to carry out another October 7 attack. I mean, how naive and how wrong can you possibly be? It's just, I'm reading this, I'm just amazed about these completely and totally irresponsible comments. And of course, we are dealing with Hamas, a terrorist group, and we are trying to negotiate with them. We, I mean the United States of America, trying to negotiate with them. Of course, Netanyahu responded that there will not be a permanent ceasefire until all its objectives by Israel are achieved, including the destruction of Hamas military and governing capabilities. Because Hamas is not totally destroyed yet. That's just an absolute joke to say that. So, but anyhow, that is the kind of leadership we have in this country. And that's why we are going down and out. And let me just clear on this. I don't think that America will be saved when the leadership will change. I think we are far beyond that. Far beyond.